Hello.
I'm starting this side of the tape out this way, kids. It's kind of funny, but I wanted to erase some things that were on there and didn't know how to do it. So when you hear my voice start again, the music will be over, and then we'll pick up the threads.
And the First Citizens Bank of Troy.
Come, phony tellers.
Well, my bank still gives me free parking.
Oh, really?
Four runs in the third inning.
The Thursday I'm speaking about is September 4th.
Coming up later, the second game of their three games.
Vince Ferragamo was the number.
On Thursday was a day around the house. I put in 3-4 hours cutting grass, and Ruth had gotten a lot of apples from Melvina, and she made applesauce and got it ready and put it in the freezer. Well, Friday, we putzed around here all day, a little cleaning and picking up and rearranging and washed the cars. And then Friday evening, I took Mother out to Thornapple for supper, and then swung around past the Wanigan and stopped there and had a couple of drinks on the way home. And I understood that Dave Hackworthy was expected later in the evening, but wouldn't be in until midnight. So, of course, we were home by 9:30 and didn't see him. On Saturday, Howard's long tape arrived. He sent me another tape. And we just had a day around the house. I was down in bail boats and just the general picking up, cleaning up, and so on. And then, of course, Saturday evening, to bed quite early because we like to get up and go to church on Sunday morning, the early Mass. And sure enough, 5 o'clock Sunday morning, we were up and had breakfast and were out of here around 6:15 and drove over to Reserve for 7 o'clock Mass and then drove into Hayward thinking we could pick up some bakery goods, but because of the holiday weekend, Labor Day weekend, everything was closed. So we bought a Sunday paper at the drugstore and head for home. I washed the windows in the front of the house on Sunday morning and early afternoon, and that's always a heck of a job, so it takes quite a while. Ladders and squeegees and ammonia water for up above and lots of Windex down below. And while visiting with Ruth in the afternoon, Joe Belsani called and he said they had a big roll roast of beef and they would like to have us over for Monday afternoon. And again, our usual poker game and before dinner, and then we had dinner at 6 o'clock and played cards until about 10:15, I guess, and home. Well, Tuesday, it was a beautiful day, windy, but cool and sunny. So I split wood until noon, I guess. And Mother and I went fishing. We went out and made 3 flat fish passes on the lake without any luck, our usual poor luck, in other words. And when we came back in, Ruth prepared some tomatoes from our garden for the freezer, and she took more of Malvina's apples that she'd given her and got some ready for apple jelly. So this morning when we get up, this is Wednesday as I mentioned earlier, Ruth had the apples all stewed down and she has been working in the kitchen since 9:30 this morning, and it's 2:15 now, making apple jelly and also making a relish. Ruthie, what kind of relish is that that you're making? Ruth? You want to say that into this recorder, because I'm not sure I get that all straight. You'd have to talk a little louder. This is going down to the kids.
Page 31 of the newspaper cookbook, Garden Relish.
What do you put in it?
By Mrs. Elsie Bach from Lacey Road.
It's on the south side.
Ground cucumbers, ground onions, ground carrots. I didn't have any red pepper, so I used only green pepper. Pickling salt. And this evening, I'll drain the moisture off of it, cook up vinegar, sugar, mustard seed, and celery, and seal them up.
What are we going to do?
But I don't have any jars and lids, so I'm going to take a chance on using peanut butter jars, olive jars, that sort of thing.
What are you going to do with the cucumbers tonight?
That's it.
Oh, the cucumbers went into this?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's all chopped
up. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and I made a 8 9 glasses.
You got applesauce to freeze, too?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like fall up here. I've split wood 4 straight hours today and have quite a stack split. So it's preparing for winter. Ruth is making items for the freezer and for the jelly shelf, and I'm splitting wood. So although it may be summer down in Madison, we have the nip in the air. We expect the temperatures in the low 30s tomorrow morning. And it's getting to that time of year where you have to prepare. Otherwise, you're like the grasshopper who fiddles all summer and he freezes his butt in the winter. Tim, I meant to mention, I hadn't had that 5-horse motor out in, 3 weeks or better. And Ruth and I went down there yesterday, and we just gave her one pull, and bang, no choking, no nothing, off we went. And it ran like a charm. There's hardly any water left in the flowage. We had a dickens of a time maneuvering back in the bay. We took a ride back in there after we finished fishing. And there's stumps sticking up all over. It looks like very, very early spring. So I kind of wish you're up here, Tim. You could get to recognize and see a few strange stumps that you don't know about. Our milk supply is getting down, so we'll have to do something about getting out for provisions tomorrow. So far, we haven't received the co-op paper, so we don't know what specials we have there, and I had hoped that I could hold off until Saturday. I thought maybe I'd go to church in Hayward Saturday afternoon at 5:30 and make one trip for both shopping and for church. This gas situation is getting worse and worse. We're almost 70 cents now for premium, and when I figure about 10 miles in the gallon, or a little less in the Riviera, those 50 miles in and out make a difference of $3 or $4. Riviera is running pretty good, Buffy. I keep it wiped off. I have a dry wipe cloth that American Automobile sold that's called a Kozak cloth. And on the paint job that you've got on the Riviera, on that color especially, it really wipes it off and gives it a dry wash and shines it up. So aside from Windexing the windows and a little water on the wheels, it's been pretty easy to keep that car up. Had the Electra out the other night to Wanigan, and we picked up an awful hatch of bugs on that, so I had to wash that thing. Sunday I washed it. Drove it to church Sunday morning in reserve. When I came back, then I washed that car. And really a lot of bugs on it. Really, I think it's the first time, too, we've had bugs. You know, all those other summers up here, we've been restricted to stay at home during the summertime. And never did pick up the bug population on the front of the cars. But, gee, I sure got them the other night. We are enjoying some of the new programs on TV. I guess most of them won't start till next week. A few of them have started up here. And I must remember to pick up the TV guide when I'm in town and at least give us an early season alert on what programs there are so we don't miss them. Once we get into the swing of things, of course, we get along pretty well without it. Buffy, I've been having a lot of fun here. We're taping this over a tape that you sent us in the middle of last winter. And of course, as I erase here, I run in and pick up your voice again, and you're talking about being at home in the kitchen prior to going to church in the evening, and Pat has the kids out at hockey, and Jim is out of town, and you're going to pick them up this evening and bring them home after you're done with church. and completely different season, of course, with the winter temperatures in your recording. And along the line here, too, I think you'll find Andy Robb's voice on here. He came up to visit us with his mother the other evening, and he came in and punched a few keys on the recorder with me, too, and he has some words. He is. What does he do in the daytime?
He just plays around.
Does he ever get out and run around?
Yeah.
Does he ever toss his cookies? Does he ever throw up?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Do you know that Walt told me that your dog was sick? Is he sick?
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
He has an acky flu dog.
He has an acky flu dog. Let's see what...
It makes more sense to buy an 85-cent bag. Twice as much. And that's put away. Now I pull off lunch bags. And twist.
Go ahead, talk. Huh? Well, better talk, though. Okay, you talk. Can you sing a little song for me? You know that little song. Okay, now you sing.
Okay.
Wait, can you turn that off? Yeah, let's sing it. I've been working on the railroad all the... Go ahead, sing it.
I don't want to. I'm too tired.
Too tired of what? Did you cut grass all day today? Did you drive that big mower all by yourself, or did somebody help you?
Somebody helped me.
Who was the somebody?
You better turn that on.
He's got the continent.
Bear, what does the bear do? What does that big bear do at night?
He growls.
I can't hear you.
He growls.
Growls, and then what does he do?
He wakes up and play with
me. Isn't he fun to play with? Did he ever shake hands with you?
Yeah.
When did he do that?
He wanted to play with you.
He just wanted to play with you.
And somebody's been eating our tree and it ate me.
The bear ate you?
No.
No.
A monster.
A monster? Do you know any monsters' names?
Yeah.
Do you know the Cookie Monster?
What?
Where does he live?
He lives at his home.
Does he, is he a Keebler Cookie Monster with the little elves?
He slaps them over, and he goes,
mm-hmm. Where is your grandma and grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that?
Oh, it's hiding somewhere.
Maybe it's in Iowa? Let's see what we said, huh? Real loud.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And then what comes?
Then that one.
How about 5?
5.
6.
6.
7, 8.
7, 8. 2,
and,
5.
And 2, 5.
2, 5.
You must be in about third grade, aren't you?
Yeah.
You go to school? Yeah. What school do you go to?
Dad, what's we call for the boys for tomorrow morning? And that's kind of hard to watch them eat that, but I find that when I eat sweet stuff like that in the morning, it just kind of throws me off for the day. Or if I eat a slice of toast when I get up in the morning, I'm still starved at 9 o'clock. It doesn't seem to matter what I eat. Even tried cereal. So I guess it's my time for my stomach to really tell me I'm hungry is between 9 and 10 in the morning. And regardless of what I eat before, it's not going to do me any good as far as the feeling is concerned. As far as the nutrition, yeah, granted.
Well, Buffy, those kitchen drawers down there on Allen Street certainly make their growly noise. I thought you'd get a kick out of listening to Andy and also getting your voice back on tape a little bit too. Certainly would like to hear a little taping from Tupper Avenue. I know they have a recorder that's operable, and I think they must have a wealth of tapes down there that they never return. So maybe we can get the children and Pat and everyone else on tape. Going to have to start cutting wood up here pretty soon. Took a little trip back in the back country with Mother the other day on the tractor. And we've got enough in the first 2,000 or 3,000 feet there to satisfy our demands for the winter. So I'm going to get the trailer up and hook it on the tractor and go back in and activate the chainsaw and start cutting and hauling. and getting something stacked so that next year at this time we can be splitting a little wood as we are at the moment. Gee, it's windy. I'm sitting here in the living room looking out, brilliant sunshine, but it is cold and windy. The leaves on the trees are all turned, not in color, but flipped up by the wind. And got the front doors closed. We have the back windows open, and if we open the front ones on a day like today, the draft is just terrible. And Mother gets kind of cool when that happens. Well, I'm back at 3:15 again. This is Friday afternoon, late. In fact, it's early evening. It's 6:45. And certainly enjoyed your phone call this afternoon, Buffy, and what a surprise at that hour of the day. We appreciate the fact that you're busier than Dickens and just love to have those calls. Your note, of course, was very, very brief. And now I think we know a little bit more about what's going on down there. And feel just wonderful that the Gavigans are becoming part of BS's family. And I think that Pat's going to like the change also. And now maybe if we can get, excuse me, that's a big cough coming up. If we can get old Timmer over there and into the group too, everything is really set. Mother and I we had a very light dinner. We had a salad and a hamburger. And then took a little walk down the road towards the blacktop. Not quite all the way, but enough for exercise. And our back now, Ruth is looking at a book on trees. She discovered a couple of trees down there that she had wondered about their ancestry, their names, and what they were. So she broke some leaves off, and she's going through a book on trees now to check them. She's indefatigable when it comes to that. As mentioned in our phone conversation, we had a long, busy day yesterday. We rose at 6:00, and after a shower and a light breakfast, I, with Ruth, went over and picked up Joe at his place about 7:45. Seemed to have a little frog in my throat tonight. About 7:45 in the morning, and we're up in Ashland at 9:30, or 20 minutes to 10. Took a forest road through the backcountry. No traffic and no houses. I would sure as hell hate to be in trouble on that road, but it was a beautiful drive. And ended up coming out on Highway 13, just a bit short of Mellon, Wisconsin, or Glidden, one town or the other, I can't remember. And then while Joe was in getting his ears checked at their nice new Memorial Medical Center hospital, Ruth and I went down and looked at the shoreline of Lake Superior in Shawamigan Bay, looked out to Madeline Island and the lighthouse and the coal docks, and bought a little gasoline, and then came back and picked up Joe and took him to another clinic for his eye examination. And while there, we scouted a bit for a place to eat and couldn't find anything but some rundown taverns. It's a very poor-looking city. So had decided, we found a nice park alongside the bay. And I remembered it well because Hank Screenus and I had stopped in there for just a moment on a trip to Canada one time to rest and make a bathroom stop. So we decided that we'd surprise Joe with a picnic chicken dinner, and I stopped at one of these rundown taverns, and I picked up a half a dozen cans of Pabst Blue Ribbon and a bottle of Coca-Cola, or a can of Coke for Mother. So when Joe came out of the eye doctor, we went down and picked up our box lunches and went directly to the shores and at a picnic table had a delightful lunch. Then in going home, we decided not to go home the way we came, and I took 13 right down to Fifield. It was a nostalgic trip. It had been a long time since I'd been there. And at Joe's insistence, we stopped at the Northwoods, and I must confess I must have had 4 or 5 tap beers. I was really dehydrated and a little tired. The The sun was very brilliant and warm. So we enjoyed that stop immensely. Miss Dagley Cummings, and I'm sure, girls, you remember her by just a moment. While I was in the bathroom at the homestead, I looked out the window and saw this woman getting into a car and driving away. She'd been at the grocery store across the street. And sure enough, it proved to be her. We came across then on the Oxbow Road, and Buffy, there was again a nostalgic feeling. It was just a year ago, 10 days from now, that you and I took that historic canoe trip. So we slowed down and looked up and down the water and observed the water height and the rifts and ripples, etc. And then Joe home and us home here. We had a very slight supper after our long day. We had a ring of bologna, which Ruth boiled. And I continued, as long as I'd had a few beers during the day, I continued and had a cold bottle of Budweiser with it, and some bread and a few pickles and so on. And we were in bed about 9 or 9:30 after our early start and our 230-mile drive. I was ready for it. This morning we woke quite late. It was after 9 o'clock. Raining to beat the bands, dark and overcast, and I think that's one reason we didn't wake, because it was so darn dark. And had some cornflakes and bananas, and Ruth had picked up some donuts yesterday. And we had fry cakes, I guess you'd call them, with Mother's homemade apple jelly. And I just finished our last cup of coffee when old Joe drove in the yard with a bag of broccoli for Ruth. So we sat and visited with him for a while, and as I mentioned, Buffy, we may have consummated his sale down below. He and I went down and looked at the property. And Ruth put out a pizza, and we had pizza for lunch. And about 2 o'clock, Joe stayed quite a while. We sat at the table and talked for a long time. About 2 o'clock, he took off and went home. By that time, the rain had stopped, and the sun was in and out intermittently. Then really nothing the rest of the day. I really had a lazy day. Well, Saturday morning, I got up, and I finished splitting the rest of the wood pile. And I really was pooped when I came in. Kind of banged up my finger a little bit. But the wood is all split, so we're set for the winter and certainly for next spring, too. Then on Sunday, we get up and went to church, our usual early morning church over to Reserve, and came home and took a half ham out of the freezer and called Belsani and Bauer, and we had a nice day with them. We had poker in the afternoon and a big ham dinner, and then poker again in the evening and to bed around 10 o'clock, or 10:30. The trip home from church in the morning, too, we stopped at a farmer and bought corn and beets and onions, great big round onions, and carrots and cantaloupe and squash.
And 2 dozen ears
of corn was said. Now I'm going to turn her over to you. This is her birthday day.
Enjoyed your call this morning, girls. We went directly to town. Papa suggested that I shop entirely new frames, which I did. And I've got a change, but the same lens. I guess when it comes to my actual change of to lens for eye test, Papa wants me to come to Madison and have it done. We have no faith in the Ashland Clinic, unless it's an emergency or so. Well, anyway, we had a nice day in town shopping. A few odd things that I wanted. And our big order at Smithy's for booze at a special discount by the case. Then we came home. Rosemary called, and I hadn't opened my mail yet. I thank you all for cards and notes. And Rosemary is quite surprised that we were home that early, knowing that we'd been in Hayward. She'd apparently talked to Buffy earlier, and she thought we'd be out for lunch. But instead, we went out for dinner tonight. We went to Tally Ho. What a beautiful dining room for this part of the country. And what a steak. A filet. Baked potato. Nice relishes packed in ice. Butter in ice. Hot muffins. Bran muffins. Blueberry. Cranberry. I didn't touch one, but Papa had about three or four. But I did eat all my potato. But I could not finish all my steak. And my salad dressing, Papa had his usual plain oil. But a nice tossed salad. Really big. And I had a whipped Italian dressing on mine. They are Italian people that run the place. And then we had a split of Burgundy wine with our dinner. They suggested after dinner drinks and dessert, but we couldn't. One cocktail and our dinner with wine was enough. Imagine having Boston cream pie for dessert on top of a steak that I couldn't finish. Too much, especially after being on a diet. But I do compliment them. They cook their food very bland. There was absolutely no salt on my meat, whatever. I salted my steak platter juice a bit and dipped my meat into it. But Papa didn't even do that. He's a better no salt than I am. Well, I've lost another pound, so I'm still on the way. Or maybe I'm up to 5 pounds off, I guess.
Weather.
We came directly home after dinner, 2 hours round trip. We went directly to the dining room, so there was no excess cocktailing. And it was rainy here, so and cool. And so we lit a fire in the fireplace. And
Ruth tells me that I should talk a little bit now, and I don't know what to say. I think she told it all. We really enjoyed our dinner, though. They have an old English Tudor-style interior to the place, although the operators are Italian. Well carpeted, all oak interior, very dim lights, tablecloths and cloth napkins, and older gals taking care of the table. In fact, we had the owner's wife taking care of ours. And the general decor, Buffy or Pat, would remind you of an English club, and that's certainly a far cry from anything we found in this country. They're the only people, incidentally, I've noticed up here who advertise in the paper consistently with only their name, no menu, no price, no nothing. And we had our dinner for $25. That included the tip, and I thought it was a very modest sum for the treatment we had.
My martini was made with beef eaters.
Yes, and Ruth had a beef eaters, and I had a viol, and we had a split of Burgundy. You can hear the fire popping in the background. Although we did have our lunch today at the picnic table in the yard, Ruth and I, when we came home from Hayward, it clouded over shortly after that, and we drove up in a dark sky and rain spitting and came home with rain, and it is really raining now. So the fire really feels good in the house.
They had 2 cub bear in the yard.
Oh, Ruthie mentioned that they had 2 cub bear up there in the yard. Some of the guests were looking out the back windows at it. We didn't get up to go to look because our steak was just served. Gee, it was nice of you to call Mother this morning. And these early morning calls like that are doubly welcome because they're most unexpected. So I think now we're going to have a quiet evening at home. We're going to watch a little of the new TV. The new schedules are starting now. Mother's having a gin and tonic, and I'm having a bottle of Leinenkugel's. And I think then we'll let the fire die down and get to bed early. We have to cut grass tomorrow if it dries up. Ruth, do you want to say anything else to the girls before we sign off here? Getting awfully close to the end.
Nothing much. Welcome the dry, warm sunshine of fall.
We're looking forward to mushrooms maybe too now with this rain.
Possibly. Yeah. Temperatures were cold enough, there were frost in many places. Most people lost their tomatoes last night.
28 this morning, and the people that ran this club up there, I heard some conversation in the dining room there. Gardens all froze out this morning.
Yeah.
Buffy, you remember last year during our canoe trip, we came home here that morning for you and Pat and Mother drove home, how we went down to our garden and everything was frozen? Yeah, that's the case in Hayward this morning, quite a bit earlier than last year. I'm speaking very rapidly now because we're almost to the end of the tape. I wanted to mention that Joe Belisani invited Ruth and I out for dinner at Thornapple on Friday evening this week. So it's going to be one busy, busy week as far as dining out again is concerned. Company on Sunday, out for dinner tonight, and out for dinner again on Friday night. So I don't know, this is a strange summer for us with all our freedom. She's feeding the fire now and started directing traffic from over here. She said it is roaring hot over there. Sharp lightning in the yard at the moment, too. I don't know, from what started out as a beautiful day, it certainly isn't that now. Yeah, I've been chuckling to myself a little bit. The steak tonight, and Mother brought a lot of hard rolls in town today at the bakery, are going to be a little difficult for me to eat next month, you know. I'll be drinking soup. In fact, it's a funny feeling. I was looking at my toothpaste tube this morning, wondering whether I should invest in another tube or use up the last remaining days with my own teeth with Mother's paste. Like the tapes at end now, so I'm going to say goodbye. How about you, Ruthie?
Good night.
Good night, all.